Hi there. The word for you today is control your anger. In Ephesians 4 verse 26, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "Don't sin by letting anger control you." Uncontrolled anger is like jumping into your car, revving the engine, and discovering too late that the brakes don't work. The Bible says, don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. Did you get that? Uncontrolled anger opens the door to Satan, and it's all downhill from there. So before you say something you'll regret and can't take back, stop, pray, consider. Ask yourself these three important questions. Number one, is the relief I'll get from venting worth the aftermath? The Bible says in Proverbs 15 verse 1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. By sounding off, you run the risk of making the finest speech you'll ever regret. By its very nature, anger encourages exaggeration. It makes you say things you can't retract. Long after you've moved on, harsh words maintain their power to wound and divide. Here's a second question you need to ask yourself. Is it really worth dragging other people into it? Anger inevitably affects those around you because it's human for people to want to take sides even if they have, quote, no dog in the fight. But think about it. Involving other people is usually just a way to feed our ego and justify our bad behavior. As a follower of Christ, don't do it. And the third question you need to ask is my anger appropriate? Anger over things like ignorance and injustice is a good thing. As a matter of fact, that's what has led to progress. But it's easy to let small stuff like thoughtless comments and cranky kids make you overreact. For anger to have a healthy result, it needs to be measured and constructive. Paul says in Romans 8, verse 6, the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Did you get that? It comes down to a control issue, and a controlled response is a Christ-like response. It always wins. And that's the word for you today.